greed. They will exploit you with false words. Here's another component that you need to know about. What drives them on the inside to do what they do? Listen very carefully. They're not driven by immorality. They're not driven by aselgeia, sexual immorality. You can do that by yourself. That's not going to make you a false teacher. You can be immoral all alone in your own little world with just the people you choose to be immoral with. You don't need to be a false teacher to be immoral. And if all they wanted to do was fulfill their sensual desire, they wouldn't need to be a false teacher. But there's another component. What is it? Greed. Greed. The driving force of their enterprise to be teachers is not the love of the truth. It's not submission to the Lord. It's not even sexual immorality. They can do that in the pew. The driving force is money. The word pleonexia means uncontrolled greed. They're expert at it. They're in it to accumulate money, and watch them. They do. Verse 14 of the same chapter. Their eyes are full of adultery, obviously. They never cease from sin. They never submit to lordship. They entice unstable souls. Why do they do that? Because their hearts, boy, this is really graphic, are trained in what? Greed. They're experts at it. They can con money out of anybody. They want money. They want money. They want your money. They want anybody's money. What do? They move into the church, and because of greed, they exploit you. The word from which we get emporium, which means to carry on business, to make gain from. Here's the best translation, to get rich from. They want to get rich off you. That's it. They're driven by money. Greed. And so what do? Verse 3, they exploit you. They get rich off you with false words. Forgeries. Phony arguments. Twisted scriptures. They pervert the scripture. They twist it to get your money. Interesting, the word false, plastoi, from which we get plastic. We don't think about it anymore, but plastic got that name because it was a fake.